The Trev Report for 2006-0109. Hello, and welcome once again to your monthly Trev Report, wherein you will find the general goings-on of Trevor R. Latest Manal in the last month or so. Come in and enjoy. Trev's love life. Signe just got a new full-time job. It turns out that the assistant language teacher in a town very close to ours had a trauma in the family and had to leave her post early. That left her schools in a bad situation, and Signe had a friend in the town's board of education that put in a good word for her. They interviewed her and she was a perfect fit. She quit her old jobs at the cram school 2 hours away in Hamada and the nearby high school, and will be teaching at two junior high schools that are about half an hour from here. The salary is the same as a JET participant's, so we will be able to make a lot of headway on our debts and loans. She won't have to travel as far as well, which is an added relief. To celebrate, we both got mobile phones. If you want our numbers or phone email addresses, email me. Trev's work. Work is going fine. Teaching junior high school and elementary school kids is more fun than I ever imagined it would be. At the end of the second term, we had a year-end party in Hiroshima. It was a real good time. I usually dislike company parties, but I had a really good time at this one. I really like the staff at the junior high school. They are good people to hang out with. Trev's winter vacation. I spent most of the winter break relaxing at my house doing nothing much. For Christmas, Signe and I went to a party being held in a town nearby for little kids that are part of a local English conversation school. I always like playing with kids, so I had a great time. When we had some friends over for a few days, and we just hung out and watched movies and played games. Signe and I also went to Hiroshima a couple times, which is rare for us, but it was necessary since she had to change her visa from a dependent or spouse visa to a full working visa. So from this point on, she can work in Japan as an instructor for the next 3 years before she has to renew her visa. After we got her visa, we spent an entire day wandering around downtown Hiroshima having a good time. The snow has been crazy up here. In early December, there was a huge snowstorm that dumped a lot of snow on us, a rarity this early in the season. So we spent a lot of time shoveling snow as well. On an up note, the sledding is great. Last weekend, we went sledding up in the mountains with some friends and had a real fun time. All in all, it was a good, albeit uneventful, vacation. Trev's computers. My computers continue to chug along. We recently bought an iPod for the car, and for Christmas, Signe's parents got us some gift cards for Apple's online music store, iTunes. It has been fun listening and buying new music from the US. Our favorite science fiction shows have started up again, so we will once again be using our computer to watch US TV, for better or for worse. Trev's studies. I'm still trying to beef up on my knowledge of all things worldly for the upcoming April Foreign Service written exam in Osaka. I'm starting to get nervous about it, but all I can do is continue to keep abreast of the news, study U.S. law and history, and try to make my best to improve my essay writing skills, which is sometimes difficult as I am seriously lacking in them right now. I recently subscribed to The Economist, which looks like it will be helpful for slightly more in-depth world news coverage. As for my Japanese study, I haven't been doing much. I didn't write on my Japanese journal over the break, so I might have become a little rusty. But now that I am back at work, I'll get back into the habit of writing in it and posting it online, as well as practicing at least one new kanji or Chinese character a day. I'll do my best. Trev's 1-point Japanese lesson. So you want to learn Japanese? That's great. Last month, we reviewed the polite form of verbs. Now let's tackle the short form or dictionary form of Japanese verbs. There are three types: lu verbs, u verbs, and irregular verbs. Today, let's talk about lu verbs. Lu verbs are called such because they all end in lu. Some examples are taberu, to eat, miru, to see, and kiru, to wear. To turn a lu verb into the polite form, we previously learned, all we have to do is replace the lu with masu. For example, taberu becomes tabemasu. Conjunction of ru verbs are pretty easy too. The rule is, you just replace the ru as follows. Past tense, lu becomes ta. Present negative tense, lu becomes nai. And past negative tense, lu becomes nakatta. Here's an example. Present positive, taberu. Present negative, tabenai. Past positive, tabeta. Past negative, tabenakatta. Try conjugating miru and kiru yourself. Keep up your studies. Japanese can be a fun and rewarding language to learn. That's it for this time. If you have time, drop me a line. I always like hearing from you. Until next time, take care. Yours, Trev.